Es ist aber ein Werkzeug, hat das ein Werkzeug. Er hat wenn ich die Jürgen gemacht, er hat
because sometimes the terrorists being reminded what it said before, and sometimes it's allowing you to continue on with the invention that you had yesterday. Now, even though Ari just told me that you went ahead in the middle, but since some of the people weren't here, I'm afraid that we'll start from V'shachat Oysa Shalom Yishchot Acheres Ima. When it says Oysa, it's being memayat not to do any other shkita with it. Lifanav, we already said before, that was the major machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean when it says Lifanav by Oysa? So according to Rav, it meant Lifanav instead of that he should do it. That's not true. It's that he should do it. So why does it say in front of him if he's doing it? In front of him, according to Rav, that he should be aware of what he's doing. He has to continuously be thinking of it. So that's the fact. Keep this in front of your eyes. But certainly he also does the Maisa. However, according to Shmuel, if enough Gufa comes to tell you that he does not do the Maisa, there's no halacha of the Shrita of Pisgan or even Kayin, as long as it's done off the das of the Kayin. And then the puzzle continues. And again it mentions Elazar HaKohen. So obviously we're stuck again. We have a mashma motzi mide mashma. Because he already told me the din of Elazar before. So now what is it coming to tell me here? So Lishmuel, who learned that before, was telling me you don't need Elazar, because it's only Lefanov, over here tells me that you do need Elazar. So it's La'adure La'Elazar to put it back on to Elazar where we thought it would have been. The Rav, according to Rav, just the opposite. Before it was also Elazar, so I mention Elazar again. It would have to be Avimiyad Achramiyad. Vein Miyad Achramiyad Elal Rav. It's coming to tell me that you don't require Elazar at all here, and therefore Kornedir is Krishna. Continues on the Pasuk. V'lakacha Koreni Yitzeres Ve'ezov V'shnit Tolatz. Lishmuel. According to Shmuel, that means, why does it say HaKohen? HaKohen can tell me any Kohen. The Kohen had Yod, because now according to Shmuel, it's Motzim Yad Mashma. Before we had Elazar, that was Laduri LaElazar. However, according to Rav, before the Elazar was Miyad Achramiyad. So therefore, it told us already before that a Kohen had Yod is good. Why then is it necessary over here to tell me HaKohen that even a Kohen had Yod is good? I mean, certainly, it already said it. So according to Rav, it should be Stam Mashma Memela. So it's Rav Enochinami. But it's true. At all. But since over here we're talking about taking something which is not part of the par itself, it's an outside ingredient, so therefore you would have thought maybe your Bechal is no din of coin. Mashmalan, that even on this there is a din of coin. But of course, only coin had yet, which was true before too, according to Rav. Next step is Vichy Bes Bigadab HaKohen. Whoops. Again, there's no need to say Kohen over here. Since we already know if it's just Mashma Mamela, we knew Kohen before, we know Kohen here. But here it comes to tell me, Bigadav, that the Kohen should be wearing his Big Day Kohuna. In other words, HaKohen Bikihuno. Because, like this, I might have thought that since it's not really an Avaida, in the sense that it's Kratcha Beda Karbayis, as we mentioned yesterday, so Mamela you shouldn't need Big Day Kohuna either. Just like the Goyim, you don't need Big Day Kohuna for Mashbalan, that you need HaKohen Bikihuno wearing his Bigadav. Then it says once again Kohen. Bitame HaKohen Adair. Why does it say Kohen again? I mean, that's who we're talking about. Tome Kohen Bikino Dor. That even at a time when there's Bechlal no Avaida, but it's bringing the Pora Aduma, later on, after this door, even after the Hurban, Kohen Bikino, you still need to have Bidikun. Say Nichleman Yormeladura is Bekohen Hedio Shap, Eleman Yormeladura is Bekohen Godal. We had before, yesterday, a machlokas, whether after that generation you required a Kohen Gadol, or after that generation you needed even less than a Lazar, even a Kohen Hed. Two shittas. One man the Omar learned it out from Yom Kippurim. The other man the Omar learned it out from the Levi, the Dabke Lazar then, and otherwise, no, any Kohen. So the question is, if you hold like the man the Omar, that the Duras requires a Kohen Gadol, so then it's a Kavachomer. Hash the Kohen Gadol be inan, be kiuno, be boy. If I already know that I need the Kohen Gadol himself, obviously I need Mikne Kahuna. Says the Gemara, nonetheless, you're right, it's true that it's a Kavachomer Im, but Milzadatz is a Kavachomer Tov because of what wrong. You cannot ask a Kash as to why the Torah should tell us a Kavachomer. We often find that the Torah tells us something in the Pasuk that we could have derived logically from a Kavachomer. Then, the next Pasuk specifically goes out of its way not to say Kohen. The Asaf Ish Toho as Efer HaPara, the Inia. So now, Ish obviously means a non-Kohen, even anybody, any person. That's Lahakshir Es Hazar. Tohor means anybody's Torah. It does not have to tell me Tohor that he has to be Torah, because I already learned that out from the fact that the Torah called it a Chatas. So the Torah is a Chatas, it clearly requires Tyre. So therefore, when it says Tohor over here, it's telling me anybody that's Tohar, anyone at all, including even Lahakshir Sayisha. The Niyah, why do I need now the Lashon of to know what I'm doing, to put it there? Mish Yesh Badas Vaniyah, Yatsukher Shed Vekotan, Shein Behem Das Vaniyah. Zan Hasim, Hakok Shemim Lekadeh, Shchutz Bicher Shed Vekotan. So, here, we just saw the Svara for this, right? Everybody's kosher for kiddush chutz b'cher shet v'katan. Okay, this is the next step is kiddush, where you take the water and you mix it with the hefer hapara. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan, but he's poshna b'isha b'banjogins. My time at Rabbanan, the continuation of the pasuk. It says right after the last pasuk, we got up to the place of Inyak. What's the next step? V'lakhu latanei mi'afar sefas hachatas. So who v'lakhu? The people that I just were talking about, right? Them. Who did we just say? Hanak the Pasil Chavasifa, Pasil Chavakiddush. So I just told you who was Pasil for Asifa. Those people are Pasil for Kiddush. And Hanak the Akshir Chavasifa, who was I just Makshir for Yubasifa? Isha, from Tahor and Zor, they're Kosher for Kiddush. For Rabbi Yehuda, that's a good time now. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? I mean, there's no new meal over here. This is the ultimate memela. This is the mashma memela. The pasuk simply goes on talking, meaning whatever was said before should continue to apply. So how come Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden changes it? And says that over here, no, I hold this Rabbi Yehuda Kotten's kosher. And an Isha's pasuk, exact opposite of what we said before. Then an Isha's kosher and a Kotten is pasuk. So where does he get it from? Says Rabbi Yehuda, because over here it's also motiniyat mashma. Why? Because, why does it say Balakhu? Before, when it was talking about Vasifa, the entire thing was Balashin Yachid. So if it's meant to be a continuation of the individual mentioned before, then it had to use the same Balashin Yachid that it used before. So it should have said Balakach. Why does it say Balakhu? In Kein Lemakra Balakach, my Balakhu. So it's telling me, Afilu Kata, the Patsil of Alasa, I want to add something. That even the katanum before I said was possible, hacha kasha. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, that's very nice, but why did you say the isha is possible? I mean, the isha is certainly the kasha. You're telling me that it's coming to be marba more. So how have you been motzi isha was kasha before? The isha minale? Says Rabbi Yehuda, because of the lashon zocha, v'nasam, v'loy v'nasna, v'rabbanan. What are Rabbanan going to do with that? Why do they say it's not Shemuelah? Because they say, because of Rachmona v'lakach v'nasan, then hava min, that's the way you're suggesting, is that it should use the Lashon Yachid and continue Lashon Yachid. The problem is, if it would have said that, hava min ha'adishokuchar v'yoyitchat, I would have thought that the same person who takes the Efer has to be the one who puts it in the water. Because it just says it as a linear. He should take it and put it. Therefore, Kaz Rachmana Velakhu, to indicate that it is not the same individual who's doing the Nasina. Anybody can be Velakach. Velakhu, whoever wants. Then somebody else can be the Nasan. That's why Fadak uses two Lashonis. And if it would have said, so you'll say, okay, so then say a Lashon Rabim all the way through, make it consistent. Velakhu Venasmu. Which certainly, no, it doesn't mean that to be marbe, because I said already that I needed to tell me it's not the same person. Yeah, the problem is, I mean, I had to shock the trevi of betray. I would have thought if that's what it said, that the Torah is being marked, it's specifically that you need two people. In which case, I can't say ibn asyun. So memela, I split the lashon and therefore I make it clear. Because rachmona v'laku v'nasan, afilu shakli tre, v'yoyif chal, even if it's different people, it's okay. V'lakach.
How come the very rule that he said, nasan v'nasna, why didn't he say, haniach, why didn't he say, should say anicho? I mean, why did he all of a sudden, it's all zochu, why all of a sudden, he's got to sign that nasan?
Very good kasha. Tezus has the kasha. Tezus asks it a little more broadly than Dr. Jacobson is asking it. I mean, the broader way to ask is that the entire Torah is written by Lashon Zohar. We never see that we're Mamayah just because it says Lashon Zohar. The Gufa uses your part of your kasha of the Torah, that Rabbi Yehuda has been Medayikit specifically because it avoided the Lashon Rabim to say it by Lashon Nekeva. Because had it said it by Lashon Nekeva, had it said it by Lashon Rabim, I couldn't have known the Lashon Zohar, right? Because there's no differentiation made between the Zohar and the Geva. Since the Bedafka goes out of it, I mean, yeah, that's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. Yeah. Good. Then the next pasuk. Next pasuk is V'lakach Esov V'tavalamayim. Because now we're up already to the sprinkling. Okay, we finished the Srefa, we finished the Kiddush, now we're up to the actual sprinkling on the top. So there it says, Ish Tohor. So what does that mean, Ish Tohor? So L'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who said before that the Kiddush is a Mashma Mamela from the Asifa, so whoever was kosher for Asifa was kosher for Kiddush, so now when the Torah is stressing, by Asifa it already said Ish Tohor. So when the Torah is saying again, Ish Tohor, we've got problems. So what must it be telling us? Before Ish Tohor, we said meant a Zar and an Isha. So over here, what must the Ish Tohor mean? It must be telling us the opposite. So it must be telling us Ish Velo Isha, specifically Ish, and then Tohor would be coming to tell me anyone who's Tohor, even a cotton. So it's a Motzi Miyad Mashma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on the contrary, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said that Ish Tohor was mashma the opposite before because of Halakhu. And we already were both to be at the mashma of Ish Tohor by Asifa. From the Kiddush. From Asifa to Kiddush, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we already reversed it because of the change in the Lashon Rabbi. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ish now means Ish Belay Katan, the same thing that the Rabbanan had said before by Asifa that he agreed to, but that according to him switched by the Kiddush, goes back again now into effect when it comes time for the Zrika. So therefore, Yish means Yish v'lo katan, Tohor la'achrithesh. It's like what we said to the Yisifa. So everything is very consistent. The Sheet is very consistent. According to Rabbana, we were Maitzi Miyad. We were Mashma Mamela, that whatever was kosher for Yisifa was also kosher for Kiddush. So now if I'm repeating it again, it has to be Motzi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we were already motzi from Ish and Katan by the Lashon of Halakha. So therefore, Ish Tohor comes to restore it back to the way it was in Asif. Fine. Problem is, Meisveh, Akok Sherim Lahazos, Chutz Mitumtum Vandroganus, the Isha. Everyone is kosher except for a Tumtum and Androganus and an Isha. And the problem is that, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should have just said over here, that Anisha is kosher. Here it's saying Anisha is not kosher. He said Anisha is kosher. What's more, Rabbi Yehuda said Anisha is below katan. And over here the Brisa continues, the katan she ish boy das, Anisha misayato. The katan knows what he's doing, so he's not going to mess it up. So then a woman can hold the water for him and help him to do the avod, which is sort of a funny situation here. The woman does the thing for the little boy to do the Aveda, who's not even bar mitzvah. I mean, the Hazoya, but he can do the Hazoya, she can't do the Hazoya. Both of which are the exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, okay, I understand this is the Rabbanan, that's fine. But if you tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda we have a Motzi Miyad Mashma, he should have argued. And we don't find Rabbi Yehuda argue below Vali Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this. I thought according to you, this is a case of Motzi Miyad Mashma, right? So this is the exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Incidentally, Tosfos points out that in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda does argue. So sentence we haven't reviewed argues with Feynman. This is maybe the Bandiomer over here in the Gemara is asking the Kasha, didn't hear that brisa that we have in the Tosefta. But Lamaisa, it works out okay. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, it doesn't matter. I don't care if he doesn't argue in the brisa. The point is, Kiva di Omer Mar Mashma Motzi Miyab Mashma Umashma Mamela, pulling. I didn't have to tell you every detail in order for you to figure out if you've got brains. I told you that you have to analyze. There's no way that you can go through Parshas Pora consistently. No way. So you have to analyze what you held before and then see how the new Niyat in the next level of Avoda is going to affect it. Now, we've already seen that that's the way we have to do it. If we know for a fact what Rabbi Yehuda held by Kiddush, then we also automatically know what he holds by Zrika, that it's a Motzi Midat Mashma. So I don't care if he said it to Farish and the Price of that. Maybe we don't need to know every last detail. Figure it out yourself. It's obvious that he argues. And the last step is the actual doing of the Azoya, not just holding the things that you sprinkle with. The Zaha Tohar Ala Tomei. Now why does it say Tohar? Here we have another problem. We know we're talking about a Torah. We already saw that. Tohar was the Rabbis of Aisha. Why does it say Tohar? Tohar must tell me that he's really Tameh. Tohar Mechlal Shehu Tameh. Meaning, very unusual drasha. Meaning that if the Torah says Tohar, and we already know that we were talking about someone who's completely Tohar, what this Tohar must mean is, it is someone who is somewhat Tohar. So there must be, in other words, I'm allowing you to use someone that you can call Tohar. But who isn't completely Tohar? Who would that be? A Tvuyom. Tvuyom went to a mikvah, so he's Tohar. But he's not completely Tohar because it still requires Aharon Shemesh. And this is where all of our problems with the Tzedukim come about. Because this tells us, V'chlashu Tameh, leave it out to a Yom Shekashu Bapora. Which is why we go ahead, B'davka, to be B'tami and to make him a Tvuyom in order to be Motzi Miyad. The Tzedukim, who of course argue about Yom Kippur as well, and we have to make sure we get them on both things, on the Talmid of Shalmosh, Lafuki Tzedukim by Yom Kippur, and by the Pora, Lafuki Tzedukim. In the mail, we have all of these Milas Bapora, which we wouldn't have had, which of course make us give him a special Lishka, just like we do on Yom Kippur, but I suppose that's just another coincidence. Umber Rav Yosef, Umber Vaz, Ki Havi Ba Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Bapora. When Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would go through the Sugya of Bora and the Torah, and they would fight it out with each other, Lo Maski Minoa Lekamai Damasik Tala Mebekara. They get about as much out of the Sedra as a fox who walks through a plowed field. That's about what they come, what comes off on his paws, that's about what they got out of it. In other words, they worked their heads off to try to figure out a way that you could read through this parsha and it should be consistent. So you wouldn't have this constant switching. It's a very unusual thing that what's kosher in one becomes the opposite in the next and goes back to the other one. And so they tried, they both fought it out with each other to get a way to go through this parsha to have some hagdora. What does the Torah want when it comes to paraduma? Isha, Tor, Tome, Zar, Kaigono, Skam, with Pitekuna, what does it want? No. They came out, they have no El Amri, they gave up and threw in the towel. And they said, Mashma, it's me, Mashma, Mashma, Mamela. And that's your claw, and go through it and go crazy yourself. Tony Tana Kamed Rav Yochanan. Kol HaShvita is Ksheres Bizar, Futz Mishalpar. Tana was sitting there in the base of Medrash, Rav Yochanan was saying over his Mishnah. So he said, a claw. All Shvita is a Kosher Bizar, except for Purim. Which is consistent with Rab's sheet. Amalei Rav Yochanan poke Tony Levro. You want to talk? You can go outside and talk. Not my business. Molatino shkita v'zar. So there's no such thing. No such thing as shkita possible and azar. Where are such a thing? If it's not possible for the korbanos, it's certainly not possible for things that are done outside for kachay beragavayis. Rav Yochanan lo mivoy latanav lotzais. Yet Rav Yochanan not only did he refuse to listen to the Tana in his base of Medrash. He refused to believe his Rebbe. Don Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadeh. Rabbi Yochanan said over the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, Shvitas Pora Bazar Psula Vani Omer Chera. So he wouldn't even let that statement stand. He said, I hold its kosher. Lo Matzino Shvitas Psula Bazar. And then, Bolo Itzopora Shimon. says the Mishnah. The next thing is, the Kohen Gadol came to his part again. And this time in the Vidui, he mentions all of Beis Aaron, not only himself. Now, the Shaila is, the Torah doesn't tell us specifically that he should do the Vidui in stages. Because even though we have a remes to two kaporas, but why does he say one individually and one on Bnei Aaron? But one of it's a kapora for Bnei Aaron. So then say them, both, for Bnei Aaron, include yourself.
Speaking of
what? What? No, we know we need two. But Maishna Vavida Misha Delo Amar Bnei Aaron Amkutashercha. Umaisha Vavida Shine De Amar Bnei Aaron Amkutashercha. It's under the very Vishmo. Kafi Midas Adinda Zenas. It's reasonable. We don't need to have a riot for it. Because mutav yavo zakai v'yachapra l'chayim, v'yavo chayim v'yachapra l'chayim. Does it make more sense that the Torah should be telling us, let him first make himself tohar, mechuper, by being misvada on himself, and then he should be able to come as a tohar and be mechaper on Bnei Aaron. Very interesting to person to pour up ish tohar ha-tameir. Shachto. Then he went and he shechted his para after he did the second vidui. V'kibel b'mizrakes damo. It was makabel the dam in the special cup. V'nosno l'mishum b'marizbo. He gave it to the person who would hold it and continuously stir the blood. Why did he need to stir the blood? Because he was going to do the k'teres before he does the zrikas adam. So therefore, we're afraid that the blood will congeal meanwhile, so we have to give it to someone to stir. And then this person stands al harovad aravi'i shebeheifa. He stands on the fourth row of tiles. When it says here beheifa, the Gemara proves that it can't possibly mean beheifa, because we know no one's allowed to be in the Olamoid at the time that he brings the Ketores. So how can he possibly be given another coin to stir the blood while he brings the Ketores, and that coin should be in the Olamoid? It's ridiculous. So therefore, it says the Gemara means from the Heichal. Count four rows of tiles outside of the door of the Heichal, and that's where the man stands. Kidei shelo yikrosh, in order that it should not congeal. Meanwhile, the Kohen Gadol was natal machte. He grabbed the shovel. The olal rosh mizbeach went up to the top of the mizbeach. Upanav yechalim elakvelak. He was mefanim the yechalim that were burning in the ma'arocha for the k'teres. You see, we have a machlokas whether there was a ma'arocha miuchedes for the k'teres miyam kippurim besides the ma'arocha shniyah shel k'teres that was there every day. And chote minak ukalot hapnimiot. He went and took the really white hot charcoal was inside, because he didn't want to take something that was smoking that wasn't completely turned into charcoal. He went down and put down the shovel filled with the coals on the Yerushalmi. Says this is the same Rovad Ravi, and we're only calling it Shabazara from the point of view of where we're standing. But it's the same thing. It means a Rovad Ravi from the Hefa, which is in the Azura. And now that we're telling you what he just did, we want you to know all of the differences between the k'teres of Yom Kippur and the k'teres that was done every day. Shebechol yom, hayachotev b'shav kesef u'ma'arak b'tok shal zahav. First of all, every day, when he did the k'teres, the chitui was done in two stages. Firstly, he would take a silver shovel instead of a gold shovel. It was a larger shovel, and, as we'll see, and then he would take that and pour it into a golden shovel to actually bring it inside, because we didn't want to use gold on the mizbeach since it was going to get burned away. And Torah chas al mamonim shel Yisrael. So you use silver, which is easily replaceable. But today, hayom chotev shel zahav, he actually used a golden shovel. Uba hayam achris, and he didn't pour it into anything else. He took the same shovel into the Heichal. And the Gemara says this is in order to make things easier on the Kohen Gadol, who had a lot of duties today. Instead of making him pour it from one into the other, he's tired and he's fasting, he was up all night, we just let him go and walk in with his Zahav. Furthermore, B'chol yom chotev b'shel arba'a kavim, umar el tok shloshet kavim. He used to have a larger shovel, which he used to bring out the charcoal, and then he would pour it into a smaller one that he carried into the heichal. But today, ayom chotev shlosha ubayim achnis, so that there was no wastage that they had to then sweep away into the yamah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Choyam ayah chotev b'shel sa'ah, which is six kavim. Umar Rabbi Tok Shloshes kavim, half of it was wasted. Vayom chotev b'shlosha ubayim achnis. Furthermore, b'choyam atak veda, the machta every day was made out of thick gold, and it was heavy. Now, Yom Kala, today it was lighter, in order that he shouldn't have any problems holding it. Every day also, it was short-handled. Today it was long-handled, so that he would be able to support it with his elbow as he carried it. Every day it had yellow gold. Today it was a reddish gold, which is a symbol of dam, and it's a more expensive gold, parveim, the Gemara says, and it's called that because it's domel dam parim, and there is somehow a connection between the Ktores and the dam haporim, because we do first the shechita and we memarize the dam while we're bringing in the Ktores, so we made it out of something that's merames to dam parim, which is ahav parveim, which is the color of blood. Every day he only brought in half a mon in the morning and half a mon in the afternoon. But Hayom is mostly for an additional special for Yom Kippurim, Meloch of Nav, his handful like this, two hands together. The Torah was always Daka. The Torah calls it Daka. But Hayom Daka mina Daka, because since it mentions again Samim Daka and Yom Kippurim, but we already know the Ktores is Daka, must mean that we put it through a finer sieve, and we have Daka min HaDaka. Every day, a Kohen, we controlled the traffic on the Mizbeach, so a Kohen would not go directly to where he wanted to go on the Mizbeach. He would circle the entire Mizbeach, going up on his right-hand side, which was to the east, as you're facing the drum much of the Mizbeach, would walk all the way around, do what he had to do, and come down on the left-hand side of the Kavish facing the Mizbeach, the Mar, of course, to the Yechav, which was Derech Kavod, like we do for Kriyas HaTorah. We do the same thing. Whereas today, Hayom Kohen Gadol Behemza, the Yorid Behemza, to show his Chavivus, he goes directly to where he's going, comes down directly from where he was going. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Le'olam Kohen Gadol of Yorid Behemza. The theme of the Kohen Gadol is that he's always given this covenant that he doesn't have to be mocked. Furthermore, B'choyom Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Yorid Ragov Min HaKiyor V'Hayom Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. Instead of using the Kiyor for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, we have a special golden pitcher which was just for him. This was done every day, not only Yom Kippur, it was always a special covenant for the Kohen Gadol. There were four separate ma'arachot on the Mizbeach every single day, which included some of the ma'arachot that we've already seen. That was the ma'arachot G'dayla, there was the ma'arachot Shmiya Shel Kteres, and we'll see that according to some, there was also a ma'aroch of the Kiyum Ha'esh, it was called, just to maintain fire, pure fire. Nothing was burned on it. And there was also a special ma'aroch for burning the remnants of the Tomich of Bein Arbayim of yesterday, which was the last thing burned, and usually didn't get a chance to be completely finished over the course of the night. So we had a special ma'aroch for it. This we'll see as a machlokas later on. And Hayom Chamesh. Today we added a separate ma'arocha for the special Ktores of Yom Kippurim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Yom Arba. Rabbi Yossi disagrees about an extra ma'arocha for the Tomei Shabbein Arba'im. So therefore he has three every day and one extra today. Rabbi Yudah Omer B'chol Yom Shtayim V'Yom Shalosh. Rabbi Yudah holds there was no separate ma'arocha for Kiyum Ha'esh every day. And therefore, today we have a total of three: the Ma'arocha Gedola, Ma'arocha Ktana Shel Kteres, and the special Ma'arocha for the Kteres of Yom Kippur. New. shine more than the Mahamudami.